got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hi.
Chris Cote with...
I'm Todd Richards, and I'm here with my Liquid Death.
Is your microphone on?
As far as I can tell.
Oh, I can hear you now. Wow. Todd, this is Chris.
Hi.
Hi. Todd, this is the... First of all, that intro song is called Friends Coming Home. It's by Chris Cote solo, written and recorded. Todd, by me. I'll be honest.
What?
Humble brag.
You want me to humble brag you?
No, I just humble bragged myself.
Oh, okay.
That intro song is called Friends Coming Home. It's available on Spotify and iTunes. This is the Monday Mass. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. We've got a hell of a show today because we're talking about skateboarding, surfing, snowboarding. We're talking about Jeremy Ray and Jenkem and the revisitation of the Great Water Tower Gap.
And SARS.
We're talking about SARS. We're talking about Street League. We're talking about the Vulcan Pipe Pro.
X Games.
Ultimate Surfer. X Games. Gabriel Medina.
Ultranatural.
Videos. All kinds of great stuff. But before we start talking about that great stuff, let's talk about our wonderful sponsors, Todd.
All right, let's start.
You want to start?
Off. You ready?
Put your mask back on. No, you can keep it off. You look good like
Adventure
that.
Adventure.io.
If you were... Hypothetically speaking,
right,
to rob a bank today,
would this be a good look?
I recognize you.
You do?
Yeah. So wear something else if you do that.
See, everyone at my house thinks that I have the SARS, like the
corona.
Figure that I just dry. I'm flying around so much that.
Oh, they blame it on you.
Yeah, like I'm just being blamed for. Like everyone's like, "Don't get the house sick," and then they guilted me into wearing a face mask. But you know what? I kind of like it.
I like it. I think it's a good look for you, and I think it's something that should stay. Adventure.io.
Adventure.io. If you'd like to plan an adventure with us again.
Should we open up some dates? You know what? We got a review from Rhino858.
Let's do a summer adventure.
So Adventure.io is where you can live out your wildest dreams of doing all kinds of things like cave dive. Surfing big waves on the north shore of Oahu, kite surfing. Mountain biking.
None of those
all
things
that
with
stuff.
Us. None of those.
Eventually, you can do some stuff with us. We might have an idea for a new Adventure.io adventure, and we would bring in.
We do
our other new sponsor and our other new friends, Super 73.
Ooh,
the best electric bikes out there.
We're gonna
now,
ride
Todd,
electric bikes
me.
From here to San Luis Obispo. Who's with me?
Let's go. It's a 17-day adventure. No, imagine if we paired. So we get Adventure.io to set up something fun, right? We meet in the morning. We all get on our Super 73 electric bikes, and we mob down the coast, and we go to Panic and Coffee and Tea. We eat food. We skate.
Outlaw,
we surf.
Outlaw biker life.
We do wheelies. That's just an idea. If you want to submit your ideas for upcoming adventures, you can DM us or you can go to Adventure.io. Get the app. You never know when you want to, now, Todd. Hi. I want to divert here for a second.
Hi.
There's a lot of people have died recently.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not trying to make death into some kind of marketing / sales tool, but... We could all die tomorrow. So therefore, and this is not just specific to Adventure.io. It does tie in. Why not go out there and just live? Do rad shit. Go on adventures. Go surfing. Go skate. Do everything as much as possible.
Blow your life savings.
Exactly.
Buy something nice for yourself.
Exactly.
Tomorrow might not even happen.
Giant asteroids coming.
Right.
Go on an adventure.
Do it.
And... You can use Adventure.io for that. Yeah. And I'm just saying, I'm not trying.
Adventure.io will facilitate your good times.
I'm not trying to use death to sell you something.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
let's
I am.
Not even, we won't even call it death.
Let's just call it
long napping.
Right. K2 Snowboarding is another great sponsor of ours. It's snow season right now. The snow is plentiful.
Phenomenal.
And we all got excited watching X Games. I'm sure you did too. Got me excited to go snowboarding. Not necessarily like jump off shit, but just go and play around in the snow. Stoked to have my K2 board. And the people at K2 have been very supportive of this podcast. We love them. And therefore, you should as well follow at K2 Snowboarding on Instagram.
You want to wear this?
No. Y'all wear it as a diaper.
A diaper?
And give it back to you.
I got a runny nose, everyone out there.
Oh, my God. This is not going to be the best episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast.
We're good.
Panic and Coffee and Tea, as always.
Just came from there.
How was it?
It's great.
See any famous people there today?
I saw Kevin Staub.
Sick.
He was leaving, though, when I pulled up.
We have a code for Panic and Coffee and Tea. It's MASS, and you get a discount on checkout.
Yeah, so you have to say it.
No, I'm talking about on the internet.
Oh, wait, what?
Wherever you are in the world, you can go to Panic and Coffee and Tea on the internet,
mm-hmm.
on, you know, Yahoo, wherever you browse, most likely on your phone. Order it up. Order Panic and Coffee. They have those little K-cup things.
Mm-hmm.
You can get coffee raw. You can get it grinded. You can get a shirt. You can tell everybody that you're a Panic and local, even if you live in Milwaukee. Go to the website, use the code MASS at checkout, you get a discount.
There you go.
YouOnline.com, that's our home.
You.
You. New Greens.
I need some.
You need to bathe in New Greens.
I do.
I think you should. New Greens usually helps us feel great. Todd, you must have missed a day because you're not feeling great. You need to start powering your New Greens.
I got a bunch of water in my sinuses on Saturday.
This is water-based.
Yeah, this is. I have a sinus infection.
Oh. You need to drink cranberry juice.
Is that what?
No, that's a urinary tract infection. Do you have that, too?
I don't know. Will you check?
Maybe you snort cranberry juice.
Do you put cranberries in your ears?
Yes.
Someone told me this morning that I might have surfer's ear because I end up getting like a lot like water. A lot of water goes in, doesn't come out.
Humble brag by Todd just now telling everybody he's a surfer.
Do you have surfer's ear? Did you ever get your ears drilled?
No, but I'm pretty sure I have it because like every time I surf, it feels like.
What are the symptoms?
Like,
does your ears fill up with water?
Your ears fill up with water. You have trouble hearing.
Yeah.
A little bit of pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have. All
you might
things.
Have surfer's ear. Proving.
How do we
beyond
do?
Proving beyond a reasonable doubt. Proving contrary to what everybody says, mm-hmm. Todd is in fact a surfer.
Well, can I?
I don't care what people say about you, Todd.
Do I use essential oils to get rid of that? What do I got to do?
Pour liquid death. In your ear. This is kind of random. We got a shipment of Liquid Death Mountain Water. Murder your thirst.
It kind of looks like Four Loko.
You could drive that around in your car drinking Liquid Death and people would think you're drinking a 22-ounce beer, but it's drinking water from the Australian Alps.
I think it's pretty cool. Austrian Alps.
There's no Alps in Australia? Austrian Alps. So thank you, Liquid Death and Mirko Magnum, our neighbor.
We still have more sponsors. You're blowing it.
NanoCraft CBD. I used this AM.
I need some
more. I'm holding up a bottle of NanoCraft Day.
I need night.
CBD.
Night, guys. Guys,
dude,
NanoCraft, you only give
all
me one,
you do
one,
is
one volume of one.
I think you're taking too
am
much.
Am I ODing on it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, Liquid Death Spring Water.
NanoCraft.
Great.
CBD,
NanoCraft CBD
you.
Also have a code. It's MASS. Go on the website and get some for yourself.
Chemistry Surfboards. Where the hell is my board?
Wait, did you order a new board?
Well, I went and painted it and everything.
Why are you telling me?
I'm actually telling them.
Oh.
Because they listen.
They do.
Big fans.
Well, they're surfers.
Yeah.
And they sacrifice their surf time to make your boards. Not you specifically, Todd. A lot of people, including
Baron Mamiya.
Baron Mamiya.
Yep.
Another big sponsor news. Baron Mamiya just got picked up by Ruka.
Hey.
Great fit.
Wait
That's
a minute.
Awesome.
Hold your horses.
What?
Oh, wait. Oh, maybe I'll address this in surf news.
Okay. Save it. Super 73 electric bikes. We're very excited about those bikes coming at us in a week or two.
If you want to go uphill and not pedal.
I don't.
You need an electric
want
bike.
Want to pedal.
Super 73. They look cool.
Yeah. You know what I like about them? To me, a lot of those electric bikes.
They're free?
Just kind of look, I don't know, jockey.
They look
for
bike-y.
Lack of a better term. Yeah. Like jock bikes.
Yeah.
Super 73 bikes look like little cafe racer motorcycle
right.
bikes. So we're excited about that. And, ladies and gentlemen,
who else?
The world's biggest best surfboard demo is coming back.
Camp Shred?
February 29th and March 1st.
Wow.
Camp Shred is going to be on board with us. We're going to do the podcast at Camp Shred.
Oh, God.
On Sunday, March 1st.
Really?
Todd, I'm booking the bands again, and I'm so close.
You need to get that.
So close. Don't say anything. Right. Don't spoil it.
But you need to get them.
But I'm very close to getting a band that if I do get this band, surfers are going to lose their shit.
Oh,
they're going to shit in their rental wetsuits. Don't even guess.
Why?
Because if it happens.
It feels like I need the guess.
People are going to be checking out wetsuits and shitting in them.
Dick Dale.
He died. Oh. Rest in peace. No, for real. It's going to be great.
Have you ever heard the Breech Boys?
About Camp Shred. No.
Breech Boys are funny.
It's about the chats.
It's like a parody Beach Boys.
Oh.
They're really good.
Shark Breech.
It's like acid Beach Boys.
Have you ever heard the chats?
No.
No, this is no relation to what I was announcing for Camp Shred. The chats have that song Smoko. I'm on Smoko. You know what a Smoko is?
What's that?
A smoke break in Australia.
Smoko.
I'm on my Smoko. That's everybody. OGO bags.
Yep.
Yeah. I just packed my bag for...
You're going to hype.
Segway. Surf News, which is brought to us by Chemistry Surfboards. Surf News is after Skate News. Should we just go into Surf News?
But you already started it.
I had it. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to Surf News.
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
It's a hard thing.
All right.
Surf News is brought by Chemistry Surfboards. I just packed my OGO bag going to the Vulcan Pipe Pro...
Tomorrow, right?
Which probably will start on Wednesday. I'll be traveling there tomorrow. And the forecast, Todd?
Great news. It's huge.
It looks great for people that like big, scary, giant, radical waves.
Like Kika Backstrom, who's there currently.
I like talking about waves like that.
Yep.
So it's going to be fun for us.
Mm-hmm.
We got a great commentary team. Todd, I wish you were on it.
I have to do tour.
Do. Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Dave Wassel,
yep.
Myself,
love
you know,
Dave
the
Wassel.
Crew. It's going to be awesome.
I love his stories. Story time.
Kaipo Guerrero.
Who else? Strider Wazalewski?
I'd have to look at the email.
Turple?
It's going to be rad.
Is Joe there?
It's going to be... Joe will be there. He's not working the event because he's on a break before the CT starts. But it's going to be good times.
Definitely not Rosie Hodge. I just saw her. She's snowboarding in Niseko in Japan right now.
Oh, lucky.
With her dude.
Lucky.
Folk man.
Folky. I surfed Shark Park the other day with Kevin Schultz.
You did?
And this was just after I watched his video part, Brackish, which is freaking sick. And I, like most, noticed a blank surfboard. So the conversation that I wanted to have with you, Todd.
Well,
you know stuff.
Who was he riding for before? Let's tell
Rusty.
Okay, Rusty.
Okay. And no slight to Rusty. Budgets are budgets. Kevin probably wants a little bit more than they can or are willing to offer. They just sponsored Wade Carmichael, which is huge. I love Wade. Kevin Schultz from San Clemente, California. Awesome kid. Incredible surfer.
Yeah.
I mean, air wizard.
He's real good.
He rules.
I can't believe he doesn't have a sponsor.
No sponsor. Yet. So let's talk about the landscape out there, right?
How does he feel about Weed Maps?
They're done.
They are?
Yeah.
Weed Maps is done?
Yeah, it's
How
over.
Could they possibly fail?
Because now everybody just, you can go. The thing was, I mean, they're not done. I just don't think they're doing action sports anymore.
Oh.
But just weeds everywhere.
Yeah.
All the dispensaries
and really
stuff, it's all legal. Yeah. So Kevin Schultz, along with John Florence, Julian Wilson, Eli Hanneman, Carissa Moore. I mean, these are all incredible surfers.
But hold
with
on.
No main
hold
sponsor.
The press.
Okay.
I read something yesterday that said that the two guys that worked for Nike went back in. They bought Hurley back from.
What?
Yeah. This is like breaking news.
Are you making? This is
no.
making.
Why would I make
made
this?
Up news?
I wouldn't make this up.
Where
maybe,
did you read
maybe
this?
Maybe I'm understanding it wrong, but I heard that two guys that previously worked at Nike, who had some affiliation to Hurley, went and bought it back from that group.
This is, what is this, conjecture?
This is what I read.
Is this hearsay?
Here, let me look it up.
Look it up.
But, I mean, that would be some tremendous news, wouldn't it?
Well,
go to where's.
But what, I think every. You, I think the under? Damage has been done.
What do you look under, like Shop Eat Surf, or what's that?
I just was just on Shop Eat Surf.
They didn't say anything about it.
They did not.
Sorry about my sniffles, guys. I had a problem.
See, there's no industry news regarding that.
Where did I see it? I freaking saw it just the other day.
Bordistan?
No, definitely. Maybe it's on Bordistan.
Let's look. We're doing this live. We're
Google,
researching.
I'm gonna Google the
live.
Whole thing. I'm gonna Google the whole thing. How's that sound?
I don't know what you got there, but I'm gonna move on because this is boring.
Hurley bought.
Back. Kevin Scholes needs a sponsor.
Yep.
And we would sponsor him, but we don't have any money to sponsor someone of that caliber. Watch his video, Brackish. It's insanely good. You know, the Hurley team is decimated. As you're trying to research now, I think you might have had a dream about it or something, because I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I swear to God, this is not... I'm not... Okay,
you swear to God.
I swear to God I read it.
Okay. Which
be,
God?
I could be creating a...
Something. Thor? You swear to Thor?
I swear to Thor.
All right. This is... riveting podcast stuff. Liz sitting here
keep
watching
going,
watching you
don't
search
worry about it.
On your phone.
You can still talk.
All right. But I'm going to start talking about something else.
It doesn't matter.
And then you're going to come back.
I'll just come back with it.
The Hurley team was decimated last couple of weeks.
Sucks.
Julian Wilson off, John, everybody's off. Basically, right?
Yep.
Which you've dealt with contracts. What
fucking sucks.
What no, I'm saying like how do you kick somebody off when they have 3 years left on their contract? How do you drop the team?
First of all, you start to look for any small provision in the contract that an athlete hasn't held up to. Like, if your contract says you must do 10 Instagram posts every month, and all of a sudden you look in there and someone did 9.
You pull up the hood.
Pretty much.
And you look at,
but it becomes like dirty pool at that point. Like, I don't know. It's a weird one. And if companies are looking for any reason to get rid of you, Just get out of there.
Who are give me 3 surf brands that are healthy right now.
Healthy?
That have good teams, good clothes, and a good image.
Good
3 surf brands. I can give you 3.
Who?
Ruka.
Yeah.
Incredible team, great image. They seem to be doing healthy.
Ruka, Quick, and Billabong.
Okay, Ruka, Quicksilver, Billabong, Volcom.
They're the same company though.
They are.
Ruka,
oh, yeah, they
are the same brand.
But they all still have teams. They're all still doing well, selling clothes,
but,
buying ads.
I think healthy is on a sliding scale now. Because
alive.
What was healthy 10 years ago?
Well,
is
let's
not
just say
now.
Let's just say alive, maybe not thriving, but
Vans.
Alive. Oh, well, Vans is the best.
But that's like, okay, so Vans is
Vans
the bench,
is
the pinnacle.
Everything. Yeah.
Right?
The pinnacle.
Vans is the pinnacle of people doing well in
yes.
this industry. But I think that there's other people that are doing kind of well that you don't really realize.
That
like
I don't.
Rip Curl or O'Neal.
Rip Curl, like, O'Neal. See, I feel like it's all doom and gloom out there on the internet because of the site, the websites and stuff we go to. But if you think about it.
Or if you talk to a rep who's having a bad day.
That's true. Vans, Ruka, Billabong, Rip Curl, O'Neal, Volcom, Rourke, Quicksilver, Woo Wear, Outer Known. I just actually got a little box of Outer Known stuff.
I kind
of
trip out like
they're really it's really good stuff.
Sidebar. It's weird though, like when I'm listening to Sirius XM and all of a sudden Kelly's like doing a commercial for Outer Known while I'm listening to Howard Stern.
Wait, they do commercials there?
Yeah, dude.
Why wouldn't they do commercials on the Monday Mass? It's the world's greatest action sports podcast.
I can think of 7 reasons.
Well, maybe the surf industry is doing better than we think. I hope so.
Maybe.
I'm loving it.
It doesn't seem like there's any shortage of humans in the water.
I just
you don't have to buy a season's pass.
You're right.
Right?
You're right. I'm down for the surf industry. Red
like
Bull's making rad shit.
You still like surfing?
Yeah.
You ever gone through a phase
I've had 5 good sessions in a row.
Yeah, but, like,
but.
Did you ever go through a period where like you just didn't like it?
Yeah. Before these 5 sessions, before we went snowboarding,
like last week,
I had 4 horrible sessions in a row, and I just thought, "Is it over? Am I doing it wrong? What's happening?" I don't know what it was, but I've since bounced back. Mm. 5 in a row, hammers.
All right.
The Ultimate Surfer is coming to ABC, Todd.
I know
you're an NBC guy, but are you still going to celebrate this show?
I don't understand the premise, dude. Like, there's these people that have been killing themselves to get on, you know, get on the tour through the QS, and you're just going to pull two wild cards off this show?
Yes, but they're going to be really good surfers.
Right, so they'll probably be in contention anyways.
Yeah, I've been in and around kind of some of these conversations. I don't know how much is proprietary information, but I know you're going to have a handful of guys, a handful of women. They're going to live in a house together. They're going to be at the surf ranch, I don't know, a month or something. And it's just basically an extended bracket. I don't know if they're going to be doing challenges. I wouldn't say I love a reality TV show named Brady.
I've seen this show.
Tom Brady?
It's a Brady Bunch of surfing.
Oh, yeah. And there's waves.
Why don't they just call it the Brody Bunch?
Oh.
Right?
You're right, man.
Who could be Alice?
What if it was just the ultimate bro, and it was just the nicest dude you know?
What if John Wayne Freeman was Alice? He's just like the maid.
And you're on to something.
You could be Oliver. Remember when Oliver came and the Brady Bunch ratings were down?
Brother?
The little kid, cousin with the glasses.
Who would you give me a couple names? Who would you like to see on Ultimate Surfer?
On Ultimate Surfer?
Yeah.
Based on personality or based on
just
like
whatever. The whole package. You want to see Kevin Scholes on there?
I think Kevin Scholes would be going. I think
Harry Bryant. Okay.
Harry Bryant would be great. Mikey Wright.
Ooh, but he's already on tour.
Okay. Harry Bryant would be a good one.
Yeah.
Mason
Ho.
Mason.
Yes.
See, you need the personalities that clash. And then, like, well, Chloe's already on tour, but who else is like a jock? Who's super jocked out?
Like doing push-ups and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, who's going to fight?
Well, not like fight, but like, who would be bummed if Mason was like just farting in their face while they were doing push-ups in the living room?
Oh. That's a good question.
I feel like we've already seen this show.
When?
Because it was surf. Remember Surf House?
That has nothing to do with it. It's surfing.
Well, just because you don't end up on the tour, but I feel like.
But I think there's going to be a lot more surfing on this show.
I don't know.
Skills tests. Less fighting and drama and more surfing and skills.
But what do people want to watch?
We'll see what happens.
What do people want to watch?
Pornhub.
People want to watch Sonny Garcia getting in a fight in Haleiwa.
Was that Surf House?
I don't know. They're all kind of the same. Was there two? There were Surfer Girls.
There was the one on Maui.
Surfer Girls was the one on MTV.
Okay.
Which was amazing. That was really good.
Surf House. I think you're right. Oh, my gosh. Did I ever tell you the story about my Surf House experience?
No, I can't wait, though.
This was back when I was, like, partying and doing all that stuff. And it was on the North Shore, late night.
Nose beers.
I went in. I was hammered.
Okay.
I went in to, quote unquote, the Surf House, if that's the one we're talking about, with some of the cast and crew.
This is when like Veronica K was there.
She wasn't there when I was.
Okay. But that's
there.
Who was in it, right? Like VK.
I think so. Danny Fuller.
Yeah.
Sonny. It was a rad group of people. So I went in there late night. I was hammered, and this was early 2000s.
Yeah.
You remember mole hits? Do you remember people doing mole hits? So it's half weed, half tobacco. And admittedly, I don't think God I'd do this anymore, but I took a giant hit, mole hit. And right when I ingested the smoke, I looked up, literally four dudes with giant broadcast cameras, boom, pointed right at me.
Oh my God.
I freaked out. I ran out the back. Instant paranoia, ran out of the back of the house, jumped over the fence into the sand at Pipeline. I was like, oh my God. Two lights went on. These two giant security guards start chasing me, thinking that I stole something or something, and they start chasing me down the beach. And meanwhile, the guys who I was with were just laughing, and they chased me to like Rocky Point.
Really?
Finally, they like grabbed me. I was going, I'm high. Leave me alone.
Oh my God.
It was the worst. So we'll see how Ultimate Surfer is. I'm excited
great.
For it. I'm actually very excited for it. I think it's
cool.
Going to be a rad show.
All right.
As we said earlier, the Vulcan Pipe Pro starts Wednesday. Forecast looks insane. Right now, speaking of looking fun, a different kind of contest, the Morocco QS, the Pro Tagazot Bay. It's QS 5000. It looks like lowers. It is such
it
a fun looking
really
wave.
Yeah, looks really good.
Kanoe Igarashi, Ramsey Boukiam, Nat Young, bunch of really good surfers are doing well.
Yep.
It's going to be an interesting one to watch.
Why does I'm just curious. Why does Kanoe Igarashi have to do that?
He doesn't have to. He probably just wants to. Yeah.
Practice.
Well, I think these 5,000s, these QS5000s, are going to be interesting because I think it's going to up the ante for what you need at the end of the year.
But it doesn't do anything for your Olympic seeding or anything like that.
No, but let's say requalification this year was 20,000 points.
Sure.
With all these additional 5,000s, with the Challenger Series coming up,
yeah,
you might need something like 25,000 points.
You might as well stack
them,
right?
So stack them up.
Right.
Kanoa's probably going to win this thing. Maybe Nat Young. Maybe Ramsey. I don't know.
Nat Young. I haven't heard that name thrown around in conversation in a long time.
Well, you didn't watch the Triple Crown this year? Mm-hmm. The Vans Triple Crown of surfing?
I don't remember. How did Nat do? Did Nat do
he
well?
He did well.
How far did he make
I want to say he finished in the top 20.
He did?
Or something like that.
So rad to see Nat
on the
back.
QS. Yeah, he's guy rips. He would be a good guy for Ultimate
Hell
surfing.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Just like Santa
Any
Cruz.
Any of these guys.
Just like
Ramsey,
Santa Cruz and pissed.
Ramsey would be good on Ultimate Surfer. He'd have that like sex appeal.
Really?
He's got a great body.
Okay.
I mean, they all do.
Really?
Sunset Open, a QS 1000 is on right now, finishing up on the 28th as well. It's absolutely pumping.
And scary.
And scary.
I'm busting.
You just crack your liquid death.
I cracked a liquid death.
Sick.
Mountain water.
I'm gonna
close this because we have a garbage truck coming.
Don't talk about my mom like that.
Go ahead.
This is big news for Todd.
Mm.
Todd, I know you have a propensity to get in early, line up early. You know, when a film is about to come out that you are excited about, you're all in.
Yeah.
You did it with Star Wars. You basically camped out in front of the theater.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been doing it since day one. There's a film coming out
okay.
that I know. You might book a ticket to Rio to go to the premiere. Gabriel Medina is the subject of a new documentary streaming January 31st.
Cry is Free?
It's called Cry is Free. I don't.
What's it called?
Know what it's called. Mm. But I think it will be good. I think. What? How do I put this?
You're not doing a good
I
job.
I think it's produced by Gabriel Medina. I don't think it's like a. I think it's a. Kind of like a.
Wow.
How do I put this?
You're not. You're.
I think it's a movie about Gabriel Medina by Gabriel Medina by the Gabriel Medina camp.
Mm.
So. I'm not saying it's going to be a one-sided affair, like a celebratory kind of quote-unquote documentary. I don't know.
Sounds like it.
I don't know much about it. I do know that it's going to be cool because we get to see the rise, the story of the arc of Gabriel Medina, who is one of the greatest competitive surfers
ever
born. You cannot deny that.
I would say like next to Kelly, he's like number two. Competitive.
And maybe... Maybe this documentary is going to make him more likable. You know what I'm saying? For everybody.
Sure.
Half the people out there love Gabriel Medina. The other half, not so much.
Which half?
The other half.
The
not the half that loves him. I'm excited. I'm a Gabriel Medina fan. I can't deny it. I can't not like the guy.
I can try.
I can't
talent.
Not like him.
Look, talent is talent. Straight up.
Right.
Just all the other bullshit.
Yes. You know, and if you're really good at something, that really, you erase a lot of negatives, right?
True. Look at Harvey Weinstein. What?
God. It's a good looking fella right
He's
there.
He's a great looking guy. Okay, keep going.
All right. Well, Camp Shred is coming. Talked about that. That's February 29th through March 1st. It's a giant surfboard demo. It's going to be awesome.
Do you have a favorite board company? Chances are they're going to be there and they're going to be demoing boards. You got to give them your credit card and your license sale before you demo the boards because you can't just paddle to Cardiff and
boards,
get away with a free board.
Wetsuits, fins, sunglasses.
You can demo sunglasses.
Skateboards. Yeah, you can just put them on your face and walk around and
sick.
Then we'll be talking more about that. Parker Coffin just dropped a sick edit.
Oh, it was good. With your song.
With Cut You Up's S&M Denge, you're right.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Chris.
Go ahead.
And this is, you don't need any more ego stroking.
Stroke it.
But I'll tell you what. Between that and then seeing you did a couple old Cut You Up songs this weekend at some party.
Yeah, with the band Lighter Burns.
Cut You Up is pretty fucking good.
We're much better than people give us credit for.
Really?
Well, if you watch Parker Coffin's new edit called Surf Bender, and we talked to Parker on the last episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully you'll remember that Caught You Up was a pretty good one, and we will start playing again.
I don't think you should.
Played a house party on Saturday night in South Park, San Diego.
It was good.
I opened up with my weird solo set, which nobody cared for. It wasn't. I don't think it was for
it's acquired
anyone.
Listening.
It's not for anyone. It's for me, but really that's it.
This music's
there,
not for
there
anybody.
Is one good song, Friends Coming Home. And I think people just love it because I say the word key bumps. Mm-hmm. Two words. But that's neither here nor there because then I sat in and sang Cut You Up songs with a band called Lighter Burns who were Cut You Up fans who covered the songs.
It was really good.
Who are you talking to?
No one.
I'm right here.
Something just turned on, but it was really good.
Thank you. So watch Parker Coffin's edit and listen to that song. Tell us what you think. Isabella Nichols has a new video out right now that celebrates her CT qualification. She's an absolute ripper. She went to Indonesia. She filmed it. She shreds. Now it's out. You can watch it. Kevin Schultz, brackish. Did you see Billy Kemper's Barrel at Jaws?
No. Dude. Is this from this weekend?
Yes.
What was that contest?
It was just a session.
Oh, it's just a session. Super session.
Billy Kemper got a barrel at Jaws that looked like Backdoor on steroids. I mean, it was freaking gnarly wave. Huge.
Billy Kemper does a lot.
He did
it
again. Kai Lenny's out there strapped in doing giant chop-ops. He's so, I mean.
Hey, there was this waves like everywhere because I remember I saw this weekend a bunch of waves from Florida. Too. Like mm-hmm. Miami Beach was going mental.
Yes.
And West Coast, Hawaii was going mental.
Yes.
And there was even waves down in like Central America this weekend.
That's right. And get this, speaking of Florida.
And all up and down the Eastern Seaboard.
Everywhere had waves.
Like
everybody's happy.
Scoring.
Everybody's laughing. Last week, Todd, we talked about Raheem Mostert from the 49ers. He's from New Smyrna Beach. Beach Grit has a new article about him. Mm-hmm. And he took his girlfriend, future wife, surfing for the first time on spring break when they were in college. She got bit 3 times by a shark.
What?
Yes. I mean, this is
That's
unbelievable.
Not funny, but, like, it's pretty funny.
So Raheem Mostert, if you don't know, is running back for the 49ers. He's a surfer. He's been talked about a lot, not only because he's a badass football player, but because he grew up with the Geiselmans, with Evan Geiselman, uh-huh. Surfing together. He almost got sponsored by Billabong. But then this is something new that, imagine take, so,
so this
I
is
assume
like first,
you've taken a girl surfing
this is like
before.
First date?
I don't know if they were boyfriend, girlfriend. He's like, yo, come surfing. It's going to be so fun. After the first bite, would you go in? No, honey, it's okay.
But is this in one session or three different
three
bites?
Three bites in one session in 30 minutes. Little hammerheads and stuff. But
don't they
fuck I'm you? Going in after the first bite.
But don't they fuck you up?
Apparently not.
Wow.
They're the little sharks.
Yeah, but
Mostert
still.
Said they're not like the great whites we have over here.
But still, you get like a piece of meat cleavered off of you.
Maybe. Maybe it's just a nibble.
Three bites. I think that's my limit, honey.
Okay. She's like, one more time and I'm going in. If I get bit by one more shark, I'm going in. This tells me Devin Mostert is an absolute badass.
Or he's just like,
if I see a shark, I'm probably going in.
Yeah, that or he's just super selfish.
It's one more wave.
It's pretty good out here.
One more wave, honey.
I'm feeling lightheaded.
I've been bit by a shark. You're
no,
fine.
No, you haven't.
Because you know when you were with your lady, this happens to me too. Something happened. You're like, oh, okay, honey, you're fine.
Yeah, totally.
Staying that after a shark bite. Bless you. Sorry.
Excuse me.
If I get sick, it's Todd's fault. Everybody's witness to this. See? Don't use that microphone after Todd.
Wow.
Mostert's going to be in the Super Bowl. Todd, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers. Go.
49ers.
Who's going to win the Vulcan Pipe Pro? Sneezy McGillicuddy.
Who do you think is going to win?
I'm asking you, who's going to win
John
the Vulcan
Pipe? John Florence.
Agreed.
Is he healthy?
John, Baron Mamiya, Cam Richards, or Benji Brand.
Wow.
Or Kelly Slater. Bless you. Do you have any more surf news?
No, just some sneezes.
He's got the Pacific Ocean in his nose.
It's Pacifico? No, it's Corona.
Coronavirus. I know we're laughing now, but when this thing fucks everybody up.
I've seen World War Z. I know what happens.
Yeah, put that mask back on. Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. Take an adventure to the backyard of
Elliot Sloan.
Elliot Sloan, your dream come true. Mountain bike. I mean, get the app.
Elliot,
honestly, do we have to say this every single time?
Speaking of Elliot, did you see his part, the birdhouse part that released last week?
Oh my God.
It just takes a huge steamy shit on snowboarding's chest.
Yeah. And why is that?
Because the jumps that he does are basically snowboard jumps, except he's kick-flipping into 720s instead of like having a strapped-on board and your only worry is holding onto it with your hand to make it look good.
Right.
So, Elliot, that was a fucking psycho video part.
Elliot Sloan, you can go to his backyard via Adventure.io. I watched, and so that is skateboarding that is out of this world, unrelatable yet highly watchable, amazing. Some relatable, a little bit more relatable, okay. Although these guys are so good. Go to Thrasher Magazine, watch the Globe Snake Session 2020.
Where's that from?
It's a mini ramp in a warehouse. You got Ronnie Sandoval, Chris Russell, Robbie Russo, and a sweaty group of men. Just destroying the funnest looking mini ramp ever. It's so fun to watch. There's a lot of slams, a lot of sweat, a lot of crazy disaster tricks. Ronnie Sandoval. I mean, this is a 15-minute video part of a mini ramp session, and Ronnie is just going and going and going. And I was thinking about it. The reason why we see the same names a lot of times over and over in these videos, Thrasher videos, mini ramp, whatever, is the crew is so good that there's no the fringe sponsored skater thing.
Yeah.
Is really by the wayside. You've got to be so good to stand out, especially in a mini ramp session or a park session. Congrats to Ronnie Sandoval, one of my top three skaters of all time. Alex Sorgente,
How good. Okay, first of all, he's am.
I put question marks, exclamation points. How is he am?
I don't know. Like,
What more does he have? He's been world champ twice, Vans Park Series.
So, okay, look.
His video part is so nuts.
You've accepted
I'm
a check
tripping.
In a pro event. You're not am, dude. Like,
but you have to have your name on a board.
No, you don't.
Yes.
You do, really?
Yes. Yeah. You didn't know that?
But, really?
This isn't 1991.
So, you can be beating, smoking everybody.
Yes.
Because it doesn't work this way in snowboarding or in surfing. Or you got to have your name on a product.
You got to have your name on a board. You got to be turned pro by your board company.
I think that's a new thing, though. Relatively new.
New-ish.
Yeah.
Because amateur skating, it's not as monitored. You know, you have like under 18 comps or am contests or whatever.
Yeah.
You can still be getting paid by your bearing company or your grip tape company,
but you're
whatever.
Not officially pro.
Not officially pro to your names on a board. And how the hell is Alex Sorgente's name not on a board?
I mean, he's riding for Plan B-ish.
Jesus.
I don't know.
He's got a trick, literally, that he did three blocks away from here.
Oh, dude. The
down the Encinitas Civic Center gap thing. This is a kind of the Mount Everest of skateboarding.
It's the standing drop-in.
Five people, I think. Hairball, Aaron Harrison was the first. Mm-hmm. Jamie Thomas.
And then who ollied through it? Bam did. No, Bam was first.
Bam did it.
Was Bam first?
No.
He wasn't
Aaron
first.
Harrison was first. Hairball. Bam, yeah, it's a handful of people have done tricks down this thing. It's fucked. And Alex Sorgente did a tail drop 180 switch down it.
The best thing is like when you roll up and you're like coming home from the grocery store or something and you roll into a session.
Yeah.
Because it's happened two or three times now.
Yeah, you know what? I saw this. Somebody put a comment on Facebook. One of these stupid Facebook things. Nobody's out there skating in the streets anymore. These kids are all just on their iPad. And I'm like,
yeah, they are.
Oh my God. Have you not driven around anywhere lately? Encinitas.
I was stoked.
I'm seeing it more and more sessions happening in the
and
streets.
It's a lot of these younger kids. They've been prying up the
Greats.
Yeah, the greats to
so
ollie
sick.
Over stuff. It's so awesome.
I love it. I love seeing kids in the streets filming each other. And
like the Jones twins who just won their trip to Woodward.
Exactly.
Those are the kids that are in the streets. Yeah, they skate. I saw them skating.
But they're also a bench.
Around town. Awesome.
So good. Street League just released its world tour schedule for this year. It's after a biggie.
After the merger.
So you got Las Vegas.
About that, though?
I mean, it's kind of businessy.
But it kind of.
Can you sum it up in 30 seconds?
So, Nitro World Games, Street League, and Dyrdek all came together to form a super conglomerate of competitive stuff. So I think what it means is that Street League is going to have a big injection of cash and wonderfulness.
A hot beef injection of cash. Good.
So there.
Las Vegas, March 27th, 28th. Beijing, May 2nd through 3rd. London, May 22nd through 24th.
And then we're right into it.
Well, this season is historic because each world tour stop will be a high-value Olympic qualification stop. And in the SLS World Championships in London, top three finishers go directly to the Olympics. I'm talking to you, Yuto Horigomi. Talking to you, Nigel.
Top three finishers no matter what.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
I can't wait. I'm excited for that. Jankum, one of the greatest independent skate websites out there, jankum.com, did a mini documentary about Jeremy Ray in one of the greatest tricks ever done on a skateboard, a 16-foot ollie from a water tower to a water tower. Sounds benign in that description. This is death-defying skateboarding. It happened in 1997.
Iconic.
Do you know? I'm not giving it all away because I'm imploring you to go watch this. So Jeremy would drive by this thing.
It was first Plan B video. Was it questionable? Which video?
No, I think it was later, 97. So it would have been later.
It was questionable, and then what was the next one?
I don't know.
It was from a Plan B video, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Plan B video? Or was it from a 411? No, it's from Plan B video.
You gotta watch the Jankum doc.
Okay.
So he was driving home from work. He kept seeing this thing. He didn't tell his girlfriend or wife at the time because he would always point it out to her like, oh, you could probably jump from there to there. And she's like, yeah, whatever. He went home and he said, hey, honey, I just did that ollie over the water tower. And she started crying. What are you doing? You're going to die. And he's like, I'm fine. Great, great little mini doc. Jankum's awesome. Vans is about to drop a new shoe with Rowan Zarilla.
Wow.
I just saw it on Rowan's Instagram.
Do you have any idea what it looks like?
I have no idea what it looks like. But I'm sure, knowing Rowan, he rides for Vans, Supreme, Baker. It's going to be awesome.
Psycho.
Death Wish. No, Baker. Right? Yeah. Baker. Sad news.
Yeah, this is...
You ever meet Rodney Johnson?
Yeah, I knew Rodney.
Rodney Johnson.
He was always around.
I was homies with Rodney Johnson when I did Transworld for many years.
Did he work at... He worked at Tracker and Neighborhood or what were the companies that were over there?
He was a TM for... What was the kid skateboard company? 16?
Yeah.
He was a guy
he was
who
around.
Discovered...
He was always around.
He was like a talent scout, TM. You know, he was filming. He did so much for skating in those... Yeah. I guess it would be the...
Late 90s.
The late 90s going into 2000s. Just, a fixture in the skate scene. An amazing guy. Just passed away. What, over the weekend?
Way too young. Heavy weekend.
This weekend sucked. You know, so Rodney Johnson, rest in peace, missed by a lot of people. This guy was friends with everybody. Really sad. He had a fan, it's just, and
skating's a tight community.
Yeah. So it was a harsh weekend. You know, obviously Kobe Bryant was surreal. I'm not like a basketball guy.
But you can appreciate it.
Everybody in the world knows who Kobe Bryant is. Everybody should know who Rodney Johnson is. Everybody should know,
know your legends.
Yeah. So, Rodney Johnson, we love you.
Now skate news.
That was skate news. Snow news.
Snow news. Here we go.
So, the weekend sucked because some really great people left us. But the weekend was also pretty cool because there was some awesome snowboarding happening. Right on the television.
Okay.
X Games.
X Games was on. Snow News is brought to you by K2 Snowboards, made in Washington.
Yeah, some of the some of my best times of the year have been on a K2 snowboard
so far.
Remember, Todd?
Yeah, like last
Remember?
Week.
Yeah. And You know, you filmed me down going down that one powder run, and people were saying
my hands were so cold.
I was going really slow.
It was
but
deep.
What they didn't know is that that was kind of the flat part. I was going steep and deep, dude.
I wasn't
double black diamond.
I wasn't gonna film you with my hand out.
You know what? Now that I think about it, after that, it might have been quadruple black diamond style.
I don't even start counting until the third diamond.
If there's one diamond, I consider it child's play. Two, it's like brunch. Mm. Three, you know, that's a hearty meal. Four, it's just getting my juices flowing. What's after black diamond?
Pink triangle.
Okay. Then that's what I'm going for next time. Thanks, K2, for the gear.
All right, here we go.
X Games Aspen, starting with Super Pipe.
Here's what I liked and here's what I didn't like about the X Games, Chris. This will be an opinion piece.
Okay, overall?
Yeah.
Okay, overall.
Okay, here
ladies
we go.
And gentlemen,
this is me for coming at this.
Let me intro you.
What?
And now for an op-ed.
Yeah.
About X Games, Todd Richards.
Here we go.
Legendary snowboarder.
Number one.
Verified legendary snowboarder.
How is it the year 2020, and it seems like you've got the camera department from the AV class at the Basalt High School?
So I've heard this before.
You need to keep people in the frame. I don't know how it's that hard. How is it that hard?
I watched a couple of tricks that I was very excited to see.
And you didn't see them.
And yeah, you did not see them.
How is this happening now?
I know it's hard to...
It's not, Chris. If you can have Gimbal God following someone at 40 miles an hour
just
down the hill
Gimbal
going
God
off
did.
Jumps, and you can keep him in the frame, there's no reason why you can't have a camera that can freaking shoot video of Saturn not pull out wide enough so that you can see a rider flying through the air. There was just no excuse.
Science.
I'm sorry.
I can go through Todd's undercarriage and look at his
right.
colon.
You can
with a camera.
You can.
Yet you can't catch. So if you are out there listening to this and you're a filmer for X Games, hit us up and just explain what happened.
I'm gonna ask him when I see him this week. And then also, I think that the new formats they're trying to introduce to kind of spice things up just left the viewer confused.
Okay. Like what? Example?
Like they went to a jam format, but it ended up being the same thing as a three-run format.
It's
like
called
best,
a jam.
Best run's going to win. Okay, so
okay.
But it was considered a jam.
They jammed it in.
I don't know.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay, so those are my two biggest critiques.
Those are your negatives. Let's hear your positives.
Here we go. The riding.
Okay.
Number one moment from X Games was Fridge.
Fridge.
Coming up short on purpose on a jump, the shark fin feature, knuckling on purpose into a late backflip.
And he also did a backspin. They're calling it coffin ride to backflip.
Coffin ride to double backflip.
Oh, my God.
I believe he did.
So I'm with you there. To me... Didn't watch Super Pipe, although obviously
Scotty James
is
put on a
just,
clinic.
It's so good. It's so technical that it almost goes beyond what your mind can comprehend.
Well, it's like you don't know if he's... I mean, he's riding at this point so well that there is no difference between goofy and regular for him.
Exactly. Congrats to Scotty James. I'm not taking anything away from that. But to me, it was all about the knuckle. And
you like the knuckle huck?
I think it's so fun to watch.
I don't know. I feel like it's a sideshow. Not to take anything away from Zeb Powell, who won.
Right.
I mean, but
I like sideshows.
I like sideshows too.
I think that's more fun
to
watch.
I feel like the event was basically created because of the big stir that Marcus Cleveland had made a couple years ago.
Yeah.
With making something out of nothing at his home resort in Norway. I don't know. I think it's more like a. It's still a sideshow. I don't think it's like, it's just weird.
I think it's cool. I think it was great that they brought Wendy's aboard. I really like Wendy's Frosties.
Do you?
And I like their fries. They're thick.
What if? Why
they're crispy
they just,
on the outside and soft on
the
inside.
Jump out of a Frosty, right?
I like to get a junior Frosty because you give yourself a treat, but you're not overdoing
fries,
it.
Do you put the fries in it?
I do that sometimes. Wendy's also has great baked potatoes. A lot of people don't know that. Zeb Powell won. Fridge was amazing. Marcus Cleveland, Frank Bourgeois, Rennie Rannikangas. Basically all my favorite snowboarders all in one event.
It was the
besides you, Todd, you're also on my list.
It was
favorites.
The most fun.
It was fun.
Fun vibey one. But then you talk about men's and women's slopestyle. So great. But this is another one of the ones that was confusing to me. was it was an overall score in a jam session like format, but everyone gets the same amount of runs
on the knuckle.
No, this is we're talking. Now we're in a slopestyle.
Okay, we're in a slopestyle.
So then Darcy Sharp, who went from basically last to first,
right,
which was really cool. I still just didn't understand how it was working.
Okay.
Shout out to Brock Crouch, who basically was the he was the first alternate, made it in, qualified first going into the finals day, but
we got fourth, right?
Yeah, just found himself right off the
Red Gerard did well.
Yeah, Red Gerard got third.
Now we're getting used to this for women's big air. All three podium borders Japanese. Were from Japan.
Yep.
Miyabi Onitsuka won.
With a crazy selection of moves.
Now, I didn't get to see that part of it. Is it
front
was it spin
10,
to win?
Back 12.
Jesus.
And, you know, this it's so good. And pretty soon, these women from Japan are going to put it together in a slopestyle run. The reason that Jamie Anderson won is because of her overall comfortability and prowess, and the overall impression is really what does it for Jamie Anderson.
Prowess, great word.
Prowess.
Women's slopestyle, Jamie Anderson, the yep. legend. Men's slopestyle was Darcy Sharp. Women's super pipe, Spanish snowboarder, Caralt Castellet.
Yep.
I say that right?
Castellet.
Castellet?
Yep.
Oh, because in... Is she from the Basque country?
Yes, hard
okay.
tea.
Hard tea. Noted. Men's big air is Max Pro. Oh, you have more about
I was just going to say that Caralt killed it. But it was another one of those things where, like, there's a jam format, and the last run, she came through.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Presentation-wise, I turned it on. I told my kids, I'm like, yo, X Games is on snowboarding. Let's watch it. And we were all entertained. But if you're really, you know, if you're hyper-focused on it, I get what you're saying here.
I'm too hypercritical because I'm in this industry, and like right. I'm like looking at their commentators,
extreme.
And I'm like, oh, my God, please don't say that again. And, you know, and the camera angles, and like it's hard for me to just to enjoy it. It'd be like someone that was in the movies, like in the movie business, going to try to enjoy a movie.
Right.
You know,
like someone in pornography.
Someone is, yeah. Who's, like, how do you enjoy that?
The Jeep Rail Jam, Jesse Paul got the win.
He rode well.
Jesse Paul rules. Max Perot won big air.
Max Perot is a machine.
He's a machine, isn't
I mean,
he?
Just
machine Max Perot.
Coming back from the cancer shit that he had last year.
That's awesome.
But he is so far and beyond what everyone else is in air awareness. Because
air awareness.
It's just like
that can be one word.
I'm telling you, I said this online the other day. The you know, the 1800s. You think of the Louisiana Purchase.
Eddie Wall's agreeing with you.
Not people flying through the air. Hi, Eddie.
Oh, you're making a joke.
Yeah.
Say that again.
I said the 1800s. I think of the Louisiana Purchase, not people flying through the air.
You put that on your Twitter, and I was like, I have no idea what Todd's talking about.
But then
about.
They went to then someone almost did a 1980, which is great. Because
Back to the Future.
And
two.
Both the Ghostbusters movies. Sick. Ghostbusters 1 and 2 came out in the 80s. You know, 1980s,
right.
A little bit more relatable.
Okay. So hopefully somebody does in 1980. So you can do that Twitter joke again and it'll make sense.
Oh, I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
Don't Sweet. Worry about
Thank
it.
You.
I'll do it at Dutour. I'm all about recycling humor.
Oh, Ryo had a 1980.
Yeah, whatever.
Eddie Wall's on. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Ed. Eddie Wall, he must be on is he at the airport coming back? Is he back already?
We're looking at our live stream right now on Instagram.
Eddie Wall was in it. Okay, so
Eddie Wall rules. Hi, Eddie.
X Games is over.
Okay, X Games was awesome.
This is
okay, just
no
overall impression.
Meh.
Okay, I liked it.
Okay,
and I'm not just kissing ass because you know I want to.
But if you were aware, if you were in the trust tree,
okay,
you would know about the event that's about to take another huge steaming dump on snowboarding's chest.
What?
This is the supernatural, ultranatural,
right?
Natty Light, second coming, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Travis Rice
wasn't invited.
No, this is...
I wasn't invited.
You weren't, but you might be.
Really?
If you play your cards right.
Let's
but
play
anyway,
them.
They basically took Casper Bowl, which is where natural selection took place. It
All
went
right.
from it was in Dick's Ditch and then Casper Bowl.
Where and, was it previously?
Jackson Hole at Dick's Ditch. And now...
So wait, oh, I'm sorry. Can you back up for a second? Where was it held the last year?
That wasn't last year.
Two
that
years
was bald,
ago?
Bald fit. It was like 6 years ago. More like 10 years ago.
Dick's Ditch.
Dick's Ditch. Anyway.
That was my nickname in high school.
Really?
Can't wait for this event. Go on.
But it's going to be nuts today.
Nuts to butts.
As we speak right now, They're up on the hill filming a sizzle, a mock sizzle contest with the likes of Blake Paul, Austin Sweeten, Brian Fox, Nicholas Ooh, Mueller.
I like this.
Pat Moore, Bodie Merrill.
Some of the greats.
Travis Rice.
Yes. I'm friends with Travis Rice. Yeah. Did I have I mentioned that? And Tony Hawk and Kelly Slater. Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
That's cool.
Friends with them.
Anyway, that's their film.
You wouldn't know, like, if I said, if I called and I was like, hey, it's Chris Cote, they would go, who? And I go, the guy with glasses.
We called Travis. He's been on the show.
I know.
He's I'm a big joking. Listener. Anyway, they're all doing it right now.
Well, let's go. Can I go?
Freaking rat. No, it'll be over by the time we get there.
Shit.
But anyway.
It's happening.
Ben Ferguson.
From Mount Bachelor.
His birthday was the other day.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, oldest Ferg. Old Ferger.
I put Ben Ferguson on here because I love mini docs. I love mini documentaries. And there's a brand new mini doc about Ben Ferguson and his board made by Burton.
Oh.
It's called...
This is my board.
Forgot what it's called. On Snowboarder.
The People's Champ? Built on boards?
Did you know there's a snowboarding website dedicated to snowboarding? It's called Snowboarder.
Really?
The last of its kind.
Wow.
And on top of that,
okay.
Snowboarder's Writer of the Year honors are happening...
At
Dew Tour, Copper Mountain, Colorado, February 6th.
I'll be there.
Are you hosting?
Probably.
Eddie Wall has hosted in the past. He does a great job.
Yep. We're probably all going to present because they
T-Bird is going
to
be there.
People to present. I think they're mad at me though because I didn't get my shit in on time to vote for the writer.
Dick. Well, everybody can vote right now. Uh-huh. Here, let me.
What?
I just want to make sure you're in there.
Oh, I'm in there.
So.
That's that.
That's going to be awesome.
It's coming up.
I'm not going to be there
not this weekend.
I wish I was there.
It's the weekend.
I want to hang out with Eddie and Todd and T-Bird. And the snowboarder crew and the Dew Tour crew. I'm missing out.
What?
It's another contest thing.
There was?
The LAX Open.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Well, our listeners don't know anything. So.
True.
If we didn't tell them about this, they wouldn't know. Carolt Castellet, Julia Moreno, and Seb Toots.
Seb Toots won slopestyle. Seb Toots broke a whole bunch of ribs this weekend.
No.
Yeah, he showed a picture from the hospital. He bruised or broke or...
Sebastian Toutant.
Yeah.
Seb Toots. Thank you. K2 Snowboarding, that was Snow News. Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Todd, the Grammys were on last night.
Okay, I watched with my daughter.
Oh, really? You watched?
Yep, my daughter's a huge Billie Eilish fan.
Okay. Why?
Because Billie Eilish is like the reluctant hero. Because she's just, I don't know.
I listen. I mean, I've tried.
We're old.
That's not an excuse.
How many awards did she win? Five?
There was so many awards of bands that I do not know nor care to know.
Yeah.
I did like that Billie Eilish went up there and was just like,
I'm sorry for apologizing for winning.
Her brother's a weirdo. They made this album in their bedroom
when
they were like 16 years old or something.
That's awesome.
So I'm very happy for them.
And where's she from? Is she from Orange County or something?
L.A.
L.A.
And again, it's made in the bedroom on a laptop computer.
Sick.
You don't need a guitar drums.
What's your excuse?
I was not nominated. Nobody likes my music. Lizzo won. Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones won Best Comedy Album. Tool won Best Metal.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Did you
the
watch,
rest of the shit is just
did
like...
Did you watch the Run DMC reunion with Aerosmith? I thought that was pretty rad.
See, that's cool. Gary Clark Jr. was epic.
Didn't see that.
I
left halfway through because...
The Grammys?
I had to go watch the episode 4 of The Outsider.
Oh, see, which we can't talk about because I'm not caught up yet.
You're fucking blowing it as far as nerd
I had to go to sleep. I watched... 10 minutes of the Grammys.
You know
no Steely Dan. Don't care.
All right. Listen. I've been.
Okay.
So,
listen.
The Outsiders. Friggin' tits. I'm not even going to like go into that.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
This relates to that. So I played a show Saturday night. I was out late.
Yeah.
The weather was crappy. The waves were good. Yes. But.
You were banned over.
No. I was just. I didn't want to do anything.
Okay.
I wanted to do nothing day. I allow myself nothing days every once in a while.
All right.
My girlfriend was on board. with a nothing day. Sweatpants all day, couch all day, DoorDash, the whole deal. We watched because we were so excited about The Outsider and your and I's conversation about The Outsider kind of being like True season Detective. One True Detective. We went ahead and watched the whole season
of True Detective?
One of True Detective.
For real?
Yes.
And you were you hyped?
Yes.
Dude, it's
kind
good,
of. I was kind of shook.
It's freaky.
It's so good.
Because you think you know where it's going halfway through the season? And then all of a sudden, it freaking banks a right-hander.
Well, even on second viewing, I was like, wait, what happened here? I forgot about all this.
So, good. But you've seen it before?
Yeah.
Had she seen it?
No.
Oh, how did she respond?
Amazingly well.
The spaghetti monster, she liked him.
Yeah.
Okay.
She liked making flowers.
Yeah, gross.
So, The Outsider is new, so you have to wait every other week to watch it. While you're waiting, you can watch True Detective season one. Did you watch Avenue 5? Did you watch it last week? The one about like the Titanic in space?
No, I haven't started.
It's actually really funny. I recommend it. It's super weird.
I started watching The Morning Show.
I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
Yeah?
It's with
Is this about
Jennifer Aniston?
What's the news host that was like jerking off on everything?
Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer.
It's kind of Matt Lauer-y.
Which you don't want to be described as
no.
a show, yeah.
But it's really
like when someone's like, "Yeah, Todd's
really
cool. He's kind of reminds me of like Matt Lauer."
Wow,
you know he jerks off.
Did
on
you ever
everything.
See? You ever watch The Newsroom?
Yes, best Sorkin. Show.
It was
oh
really
my
good.
God,
it kind of has doesn't really have that vibe, but it kind of has that like behind the scenes of like, a,
yeah,
like like I don't know. It appeals to me because I'm kind of in that shit.
Love it.
SNL. Did you watch?
I was just going to ask you.
I didn't like the
Adam Driver?
The Star Wars skit the second time.
Okay, back
Matt,
up. Wait,
Matt,
back
the
up.
The radar technician was one of the best skits I've ever seen someone do.
Okay, you got to back up a little bit and tell us Adam Driver, who is on
Kylo Ren.
Yep. Who is Kylo Ren? Hosted SNL.
Yeah.
He's a great host.
He's a good host. He's a great actor. He's a good comedic actor, I think. But anyway, if you saw the previous one where Adam Driver hosted, he goes undercover like Jobs undercover on the Death Star into Star Wars. And he's like as Kylo Ren, but he's like, you know, goes as Matt, a radar technician, and then he went as Randy, the intern, and it just wasn't as good. I feel like all the jokes have been done,
right?
But it was good.
Okay,
but there were some other funny skits in there.
I saw a Marriage of Ketchup.
What?
Ketchup Marriage.
I'll tell you what's really funny though, is
what?
The I linked you to it this morning off of my Twitter, and it's, you know, this time of year is when all of those Super Bowl ads start to happen.
Okay.
Okay, and this was the Hyundai Sonata one from this morning. It's really funny. It's got some great Boston accents in it. I'm trying to make it work, but it's not working.
Two troublemakers. Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Wicked car. Is that new?
Yeah, it's a Sonata. Let me pack it. Oh, you're not fitting your car in there. Chris, stop being a smarty pants. All right? Look who's got Smart Pack.
Smart Pack?
Just hit the clicker. Car packs itself. It's smart. It's wicked smart. And I can pack it anywhere.
How about Dorchester?
Packed it. Foxborough. Packed it.
The Garden?
Packed it. Saugus? Packed it.
Swampscott?
Revere?
The Harbor?
anyway,
that's great.
At any rate, it's just a bunch of
for those of you out there that like
Boston
Todd's
alumni
Boston
of film and movie. It's good Boston accent stuff.
Hit
the fucking click in the fucking car parks. You know, I got a Chrysler LeBaron. This is the whole commercial is about a smart car. Like a fuck again.
You got a LeBaron?
It's an educated Hyundai. My LeBaron just got its fucking GED, kid.
I like it. Keep going, Todd.
That's it.
It
hurts.
That was nerd news.
Yep.
We've got questions. We forgot to answer your questions from last week.
Okay, let's go.
Adam Itzart, what is your current snowboard setup from head to toe? What are you listening to before a snow session? Go ahead, quick.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a...
Head to toe.
Head to toe. I've got a quick beanie. I've got some Smith IO goggles.
Okay.
I've got a
Quicksilver neck gaiter. I've got a Quicksilver three-layer Gore top piece. I've got Quicksilver three-layer Gore bib pants.
Gore-Tex?
Gore-Tex, obviously.
It's Gore-Tex.
Some Dakine mitts. I've got some Quick underwear. I've got Stance socks. And I've got like four-year-old boots.
Is it uncomfortable snowboarding in the G-string?
Not as uncomfortable as it is snowboarding with a butt plug.
Okay. I've got beanie, classic. Bonfire outerwear top and bottom.
From Dutor?
No, this is from a friend, my friend Tim. Burton undercarriage liners. Right. Vans boots. They're great boots. K2 bindings, K2 board.
My problem
and
is
hand-me-down gloves. Oh, I have a Smith helmet and Smith goggles.
I've been rotating boots. I still haven't found the magic boots.
All right. I would say try Vans, but...
I have been.
Good.
I want everything.
I like the... What is the clicker called? You don't have to tie your laces.
The boa.
I don't like tying laces.
You're lazy.
Surf Jack's Pilot says...
What's that?
Will you guys be at the Vulcan Pipe Pro? Who are your picks? Any surprise entries from the CT?
Chris will be there.
I'll be there. The big surprise that we're excited about is John Florence is in it. And he's going to win. He's our surprise CT entry. We got a question from Etha_N. Todd, what are your thoughts on the rail setup at LAX? With all the hype around transition and different jump setups, are rails going to be less relevant in comps?
I think, and this is my opinion only, is that they need to figure out something new and fun with these rail plazas. It's like 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 stops before you get into the jumps, and they set up these rails so that you can carry your speed through them.
But not necessarily do the best tricks.
Kind of. Some people do. Some people can really take advantage of it, but I think that there's too much emphasis on you having to have enough speed for the first jump. Maybe put the rails after the jumps.
Ooh.
So you get rid of your, you know, you're not thinking so hard about your 1800s in the Louisiana Purchase Air.
Right.
You can get that out of the way first and then relax and then do some heavy technicals on the rails.
Oh my gosh. We got a message from Brooks A. 804. First time poster, long time listener. Y'all mentioned the lake that's coming to Richmond.
Booyah.
If you and Todd want to come check it out once it opens, give me a shout. I live 20 minutes away. And we get a tour of Richmond.
Done.
And Brooks A804 is always down for a scene report. If we want a scene report. Wait. Thank you, Brooks. Do you have an official capacity with this wave pool? Or you just...
Yeah. This is just like coming to hang
out. That's like Todd going, dude, the wave pool's open in Palm Springs. Come, let's go. And then we show up and Brooks is like, oh, I thought you knew
you guys
somebody.
Are paying for me.
Brooks, we're down.
Yeah.
We want to come to
we'll
Richmond. That would be super
be
fun.
We'll hold the podcast from there.
This message is from Baxtair, Baxtair. If you were in Costa Rica right now, where would you surf?
Witch's Rock.
Endless Summer 2.
Have you ever surfed Witch's Rock?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Witches and Ollies are really, really, really fun waves.
Right?
Yeah, they both are, yeah.
Yeah. I've only been to Costa Rica twice, sadly. I would probably be surfing, I don't know, Jaco, Left Point.
Boom Boom
Escondida.
Beach. What else?
I'd be getting barreled with crocodiles.
Be deep in it.
Yeah. Be sick.
Who else has a question for us?
That's pretty much all I have.
Thank
right
God.
Now. I know I've lost a lot of questions.
So are you going to be around next weekend? Or next
I'm
week?
Gonna, what,
you'll still be.
Here's what we're going to do, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all your questions, by the way. We'll get more next week. Todd, you tell me.
Okay.
I can either call you and we can do it like that.
Let's
I can
try
get
it.
A guest host in Adam Blakey.
Well, you can try to have Adam Blakey, but let's call me too.
Let's do it all. This is your bread and butter.
I feel like I could be
I'm
could
not
be on
saying,
the lift.
I mean, you could.
What if I'm on the lift?
You could do it here and you get a guest host. But
I don't know how to operate the thing.
I know.
And you're going to have
that's
it
why I
you.
Own 88% of
I
the
could
money
do it on
I'm
my
asked, cause I have
my
the
phone.
No, I'm going to call you. We did this already in Hawaii. We figured
it
out. We cracked the code.
It sounded like shit, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
I got a microphone
like this,
now.
This, it's not like this microphone or this podcast is known for its great sound quality.
It isn't?
We didn't get nominated for a Grammy, which is total bullshit.
It's always
utter.
Next, always next
utter
year.
Bullshit.
Do they have a podcast? Can you be nominated for a Grammy for a podcast?
No, because if we aren't nominated, then it's not a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Totes.
Thank you for everybody. Wait, can I say that again?
Totes.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Todd, I hope you feel better.
I will.
Get that mask back on.
I took one of those shots with the cayenne pepper this morning, like kind of like one of those immunity boosters.
Oh, and you shelve it.
What's that?
You put it in your butt.
You call it?
Anally?
Prison wallet?
Orally. You took it when orally.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You know what? I did too. Because I was trying to fight it off as well. What's it called? I got this. I got it at Lazy Acres. What's it called?
Coronavirus.
No. Oh. What's the shot called?
I don't know. It's in a little thing. You can buy it like in a little shot glass.
Oh, my gosh. But I want to shout them out because this stuff is awesome.
I don't remember.
Should I call my girlfriend?
Healthy Shots.
It's called... No one cares. It's like Hot Fire.
No one cares now.
All right. Well, it's great. We love
you. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Hopefully next week we'll be on Super 73 bikes just zipping around town, up and down and all around.
And maybe Liquid Death will come in as a sponsor because I'm liking this mountain spring water from Australia's Alps.
I've never seen a can that screams Four Loko, but it's just water.
I love it. I think that's a Sketchy Tank drawing.
It is Sketchy Tank. That's probably why you got it for free.
Wow. Go surf. Go skate. Go snowboard, go be a nerd.
Peace out, everyone.